It's Tuesday afternoon, the second day of December. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the line with us today is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, to discuss what looks to have been a pretty busy day in Chicago at the Board of Trade from the CME Group. Wayne, tell me about what happened, please.
Well, I think as we look at the board, Todd, we see one thing. Yesterday, we saw wheat just, you know, zooming up 30 cents and pulling the corn and beans out of the tailspin they sort of went into on Friday. If it hadn't been for the wheat, I think we would have seen some of this happen yesterday. You know, the funds, you know, switched their position from, you know, less than a month ago being short about 200,000 wheat to actually being even to a plus in the wheat, and then their third day they basically run out of buying, and there wasn't anything there to pull the corn and the beans, you know, back to their respective spots there as looking at things. You know, we've had a head and shoulders formation in the corn and the beans here, and it looks like we come awful close to taking out the downside of the beans, and we're awful close to it or right at that level in the corn today. So the technicals have been driving this market when we were lack of fundamentals seem to shift gears today, Todd.
Overnight trade tends to be easier for the market to aim for technical spots. Do you suppose they will blow through the bottom side of both of those markets?
You know, I don't know. As we looked at sort of how the options traded in the products on the beans, they saw more short covering of short calls today and more covering of the, you know, not buying the puts but taking profits on the puts today. So in the option trade as such, it didn't show that we surged down that much. But, you know, like I say, we did take these technical points out, and I think there will be, I think they'll maybe try to push down and see if it will see follow through, and if it don't, we could possibly bounce back.
How many times do you think we'll try to hit this? Will it be a couple of times this week if it doesn't happen overnight or during the day trade tomorrow?
You know, it's not going to be one easy thing and it's done here. It's this has been quite a market that seemed to give us a real feeling that we've made a technical point one day, and the next day we seem to turn around and switch things around a bit. You know, one of the things that pushed the wheat up so much was the fear of the Russians, you know, putting an embargo on the wheat and really pulling the wheat out of the market. And, of course, Hebert come out and lowered the Australian wheat here this morning. But we were expecting that. So, but I think that it's pretty well known that it's going to be a little while before we do. And if you look at our wheat shipments, we just haven't really been pumping wheat out. And, you know, the news this morning was more feed wheat coming into the southeast out of France again. So there's plenty of wheat in the world to go around right now.
In the soy complex, when you consider what the export market looks like at this time, and I think the numbers were, what, pretty good yet this week still?
Oh, yeah. The exports have been tremendous.
And then you have a problem with the bean meal and transportation and it being out of place. Does it give you hope, or are there things about that marketplace that concern you?
Well, I think concern is a very good word, Todd. I think that as we look at it, the rail system let us down as far as getting stuff to where it needed to be at a time, but it did offer us a great chance to market some more soybeans, and I think that give or to price them, not maybe market them. You know, we're very front-loaded with this. You know, if the weather stays and continues to stay good in South America, will the Chinese switch their demand to South America? You know, that's the big thing. They didn't back off as hard last year as we thought they would and as early as they would, so you know, what's their appetite going to be for the soybeans this year? And I think that's the whole thing. But we were overloaded up front as far as having to move more beans fast. And, of course, the rail system let us down.
What do you make of the livestock market, in particular feeder cattle, where they continue to move just higher?
Well, you know, we're short of the amount of feeder cattle. We've got great demand in the meats. You know, we're still short of what, you know, it is the supply-driven because the demand is good and the supply isn't there. So, you know, people just want to continue. And as the corn price goes down and a lot of that feed wheat and that is out there, why we're looking to place more livestock. And it is profitable, and that's a very good thing for the livestock guy.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.